You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
One of the biggest movie events this year will be Kathryn Bigelow's latest film, Zero Dark Thirty. The director of the Oscar-winning Hurt Locker is following the decade-long hunt for Osama bin Laden in this film. And its hunt for Academy Awards will also include a policy discussion of how the film depicts the CIA and the military, particularly the depiction of torture.
Can I be honest with you? I am bad news. I'm not your friend. I'm not going to help you. I'm going to break you. Any questions?
A clip from the trailer of Zero Dark Thirty, which opens in limited release today. Joining us now is Karen Greenberg, director of the Center on National Security at Fordham Law School, editor of the Torture Papers, who saw the film last night. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just say that's from the trailer. There's certainly no soundtrack when someone is being tortured. Principally, describe the controversy in this film as you see it and what scenes that are particularly troublesome.
The movie opens with a 20-plus minute segment which shows various forms of torture, including waterboarding and someone being placed in a very small box and some punching and beating. And it sets the tone for the rest of the movie. The controversy over it is, did information gleaned from this particular person being tortured lead eventually through a series of steps to the capture and killing of bin Laden? And so that's the controversy, because we've never really settled it as a nation among, you know, does torture work? That's the question on the table by the movie. And I think a lot of people, including myself, sort of back away from the question itself. And if you really look at the trail of events and the larger context of the killing of bin Laden, which this movie does not attempt to show, it's a much more complicated story than torture can get us what we need to be safe.
All right. So just to be completely clear, and unfortunately to be something of a spoiler here, the film's plot depends on the idea that the use of torture delivers a crucial piece of information that therefore leads to the apprehension and killing eventually of Osama bin Laden.
Yes, and the film could have been done without this, because it's actually unclear exactly why that piece of information is so important to sort of the domino effect and leading to all these other facts.
And we should note that national security officials and people close to what actually happened in the pursuit for bin Laden say that no such revelation was ever produced because of torture.
Right, exactly. You get the feeling when you're watching the film that this was very much done for production value and profitability. The film is set in between two basically 20 to 30 minute segments. The first is torture. The last is the actual taking of bin Laden's compound. And so everything else, the discussions of what to do and all the other facts come out in the middle. But it's intentional to show that torture really matters to this story.
Now, it's Hollywood. They can do what they want, blah-de-blah-de-blah. They have been all over the place saying we don't apologize for torture, dealing with people who are concerned that this is an anti-war movie. They also say that we took appropriate liberties, but no, it doesn't exactly follow the facts. We're not saying something that actually didn't happen, but hey, we're Hollywood. What do you say to those responses to a lot of the discussion here?
Well, I think the response has basically been that you can do a movie like this and stay outside of the politics. It's not the fact. If you do a movie that takes the CIA's view of torture as a necessary tool in the toolbox against our enemies, and particularly Al-Qaeda, then this is not an apolitical movie. What the film is the CIA version of what led us to bin Laden and what the war on terror is.
So Bigelow's a propagandist.
Whether she wants to be or not, she is a propagandist given the context in which she's launched this film.
So would you say that Kathryn Bigelow, long after the war on terror began and we had the media's kind of lockstep march into battle in Iraq only to discover the fiasco later on, that she's basically doing the same sort of thing years after 9/11, just looking back at the history of how we got bin Laden.
Yes, because there is no nuance to her approach. There's no one in the film to push back on the CIA's version of the use of interrogation, of torture, of what the detainee population can lead. And there's even one part in the film where they say, you know, we could have more information, but all these detainees are lawyered up. There's no pushback on that. So it is, I think, precisely what you said.
You are Karen Greenberg, director of the Center on National Security at Fordham Law School, editor of the Torture Papers. It is the case that under no circumstances would you ever have enjoyed this film, because you're one of these folks who would hate this kind of film. Yes?
Yes, and I don't want to say that I didn't enjoy it. I think that's the wrong term. I appreciated a lot about this film in that this is – we rarely get to see Pakistan, Afghanistan, the references to the Pakistani intelligence force. There's a lot of nuance here about who al-Qaeda is and how they've set themselves up. And so that's the uncomfortable part of this film, is that if you're going to do a film which is so nuanced and detailed, then get the details right.
Is it at all instructive for Americans to see this film, if only to know that this is what actually goes on? This is what went on. This is sort of what it looks like.
If this is what it looks like, and I'm not convinced, I think the torture may have been even more over the top than what we saw in this film. And I sort of feel like that as much as the torture is terrible and unacceptable, she goes out of her way to sanitize it in some ways. And that therefore, I think that the public lesson from this is probably inappropriate and inaccurate.
So are people who go to this film going to hear cheering during some of the most disturbing parts? Are they going to be rooting for the torturers?
No. Actually, this audience, which I think was just a regular audience, seemed to be taken with the character of the young woman, the young CIA agent, who the film says is basically the only reason we have bin Laden, that we killed bin Laden. And they were taken by her feistiness and her determination. And that was what they reacted to.
So this film will have an impact.
It will have an impact. And until something else comes along, it will be the story of how, to the American consciousness, of how we got to bin Laden.
Karen Greenberg, director of the Center on National Security at Fordham Law School and editor of the Torture Papers, commenting on Zero Dark Thirty, which is out in limited release, the story of the decades-long pursuit of Osama bin Laden. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.